You are listening to the Legal Community Podcast, hosted by Guy Remond and Dave Zampano, powered by Guider. Guider provides self-service online legal documents supported by your local attorney. Fast, affordable, and in your own time. For more information and resources, please visit guider.legal and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Legal Community Podcast. I'm Lisa Rozier, joined with Dave Zampano, Guy Riemann, and our special guest today, Dinesh Chawla from the Chawla Legal Group, based out of New Baltimore, Michigan. Dinesh, welcome, and Guy and Dave, nice to have you guys back. So to kick off today's conversation, as we all know, Legal Community Podcast, we're talking about the digitization of law, tech, all that fun stuff. And Dinesh, you are an attorney in Michigan, and we've had some previous conversations before you joining us on our show. And to say that you've embraced technology, I think, is an understatement for your firm. So I'd love for you to just jump in and talk a little bit about where you were and how technology and the digitization of law has changed your lifestyle, I guess you'd want to say, completely.
Sure. So right towards the end of 2019, going into 2020, we were doing a lot of things. And I personally was looking at getting some life insurance. I was doing some side transactions with things, and I kept getting documents to sign over DocuSign. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. I would love to. So I started using DocuSign for my engagement agreements. We started using Zoom in very early 2020, probably around the February time, at a time when I was still actually watching news programs. And I heard about this COVID thing going on. And I overheard some people saying that they weren't allowed to go into the hospital to visit loved ones. Like, all hospitals were basically limiting the amount of visitors. So I thought, wouldn't it be a great idea, since I already have Zoom capabilities and WebEx capabilities, because I had been using Zoom and WebEx for meetings ever since I was in healthcare and consulting 10 years ago. So I had already been open and introduced to those products. So it was just a natural fit when I saw all of these things happening. So as soon as I heard that people had to see their loved ones in the hospital, we started reaching out to people and saying, hey, you can use our Zoom account if you want. We can facilitate everything. So we were allowing people to use us as facilitators to, now three people took us up on the offer, but it was something that we were offering right at the beginning of that bell curve. So we were actually about 2 or 3 weeks ahead of the game when everything shut down. We had all the capabilities in place. At that point, Michigan wasn't recognizing the legal field as necessary to stay open. A lot of us did anyway, but they weren't recognized at first. So we were kind of using electronic methods to communicate with everybody. And we had to shut down our office at one point and wound up hiring an answering service so we could get our calls routed to the places and have somebody answering the phones at all time and not have it be a machine. So though I do embrace technology, I don't want machines interacting with people more often than people interacting with people. So I feel like this is a really good hybrid with Zoom and DocuSign, because I can still interact with people, still kind of virtually look them in the eye, see their facial expressions, get a rapport with them, and still use all of this technology. So I like the hybrid aspect. I don't ever want to take people out of things, but if we can make things more efficient and be able to do the things we need to do when the physical aspect of life is shutting down, and we now know that that's not impossible to happen. I don't think a full shutdown will ever happen again, hopefully, but we know it's a possibility now. So why not plan for it? And now that that whole pandemic really opened everybody's eyes, I think, to show people that it's not just the USA anymore. We are seriously a global economy. Like, one little thing across the sea can affect everything worldwide. So it's not as isolated or siloed as it used to be between continent and continent and country and country. Everything's global now. So the only way to keep up with that is through technology. So it's it's kind of like time. You either embrace it and jump on for the ride, or it goes by you and you're left behind.
Yeah. I mean, Dinesh, I've got a question for you, actually. So, you know, certain sectors have been using, even back in the early days of Skype, the IT sector, for obvious reasons, because it's already, you know, it's technology based and that's what everyone does for their living. Kind of embraced things like Skype, probably back in 2008, something like that. Yeah. And, you know, we were dealing with, you know, we're based in the UK, a software company, but we were beginning to get clients over in the US, and it became perfectly practical for us to do that. We didn't need to use a carrier pigeon anymore. You know, we could jump on a Skype call. Now, Skype wasn't great, but it was perfectly usable. And, you know, that facilitated businesses back then doing this kind of thing. From an IT business to an IT business, that was absolutely fine. But then when you try to do that with any other sector, people just weren't tuned into it, were they? You know, and it was quite hard. And I think the thing that's probably, this technology has been around for quite a long time, actually, in reality, although broadband connections have got better. So that's kind of helped things, certainly in the quality. But, you know, I think the things that have slowed this adoption up are people. And I think, you know, my perception is that there was clearly an awful lot of issues created by COVID, and it was horrible for certain people, for many people. However, there are some good things to come out of it. And one of the good things that came out of it, in my view, is that it opened people's eyes up of all generations. You know, my mum and dad started to use FaceTime and Zoom to communicate with us because we couldn't see them any other way. And, you know, if people were in a care home or whatever, then maybe at certain points, certainly in the UK, I'm not sure about the US, but certainly in the UK, you know, care homes got shut down, locked down, and people weren't allowed to go and visit for some time in the hospitals. And it caused a lot of angst. And it was technology that came in and made that more bearable. And the upshot is that most people now, consumers, are perfectly happy to use these technologies. So that's really opened the door for businesses who deal directly with consumers to take advantage of this understanding of tech and be more efficient and actually offer consumers a choice. You know, if they want to go into your, you know, and meet you in person, they can do. But if they're quite happy and prefer, so in some cases, in quite a few cases, actually, to deal with it over Zoom because they don't have to leave the home to do that, then they will do. So it's given us is the choice. And I 100% agree that, you know, the whole hybrid phenomenon is here to stay. And now I don't think that there are certain people that have gone fully remote, and there's nothing wrong with that. I fully understand why they want to do that. But for me, you know, particularly when you're in business and you're taking on new people, as an example, or maybe a graduate that's come out of university, there's a lot to be said for that person to person, being able to tap someone on the shoulder, ask them a question directly, work with them shoulder to shoulder. You know, you can't quite replicate that on things like Zoom. They're a lot better, but you can't replicate it. So the hybrid model for me makes absolute sense because it gives people choice. It gives people a better lifestyle. You know, they don't have to do the, you know, for 17 years, I traveled at least an hour each way into the office, and some people travel further than that every day. And there's no real need to do that in most cases now. There's clearly some roles and some jobs that have to be in person, but, you know, many jobs now can be done remotely. And yeah, the whole hybrid thing, I love it. Well,
I think Dinesh's comment, as I was listening to him talk about, you know, the world's become global. You know, there's an old saying, I think I've used this reference before, all politics is local. And so while the global, we have access to the world, the truth is, Dinesh, as lawyers, we're very limited to where we can go. Now, maybe we've expanded to be able to cover our whole state. For those of us that are licensed in a state or multiple states, we can maybe. But, you know, for me, it's become a communication tool. So I think, you know, when you think about the internet, it's really a glorified telephone, right? In the old days, you know, dial for dollars. It's just given us the access now to go into people's homes. Everywhere they go, we can go with them now. And so I think what's really happened with technology is it's enabled lawyers, other professionals, actually the whole world, to choose who they want to talk to. And when, this is the key point, and when. Not everybody's tied to the, you know, 8 to 5 workday anymore, 9 to 5. People want to do things after hours, before hours. And that's where I think the power of technology is. How have you used it in your practice in that context, Dinesh?
So with the Guider tool, we've certainly used it. We've I don't want to say we're 100% there yet, but we have a goal of getting at least one guider transaction every week. And it's really not that hard to find somebody who qualifies as a good candidate for a guider transaction. Like, I'm not looking at revenue right now. I just want people to understand how the technology is used. So the more transactions we can get on it, the happier I am. So if we hear of somebody going off to college and turning 18, we really focus them towards guider. If we hear of, you know, a family with very few assets, just having a child, we steer them towards guider so they can get their wills and powers of attorney in place. So they've got the guardianship stuff going on. But that's one of the main focal points that we have in our practice is how do we digitize a little bit more to make things more efficient on our end.
Dinesh, yeah, just for our first time listeners, you're talking about this guider that you're using, guider.
Sorry.
Listeners, can you give them a little, just like when you say Clio or you say something else that you use to operate in your
understood.
Firm, can you let our first time listeners know what you're talking about?
Yes. So guider is an online tool, and I'm not even going to try and explain technically what it is. I'll tell you what it is to me. It is an online tool that allows me and my clients and or potential clients to use basically a design-it-yourself wizard that is embedded into our website now through the guider portal. And when the client walks through that wizard, it will ask them a bunch of questions about how they want their design done, pretty much like we would during a vision meeting or our initial meeting with the client. That's our information gathering session. So they walk themselves through the wizard, they answer the questions. And then once they fill out their credit card information and agree to our embedded engagement agreement there, all the answers that they filled into the wizard get kicked over to me. And I get a notification. I get to see everything that they answer. And it allows me to send a quick email back to the client saying, hey, here's what you did through the guider tool. Here's what it'll do for you when you become incapacitated. Here's what the tools will do for you when you pass away. Is this what you were looking for? And if they respond with a yes, I will agree to the engagement agreement. Their credit card will get ran, and then everything will kick over. All the documents will get kicked over to them with the ability to print and sign them with instructions. Or if they want to pay additional, they can to come in and see us or have us go out to them and do the signing process in person.
Yeah. So it sounds like literally it's, they could do their base plans because you're in the estate planning arena. They could do their base plans all online, backed by you and your local attorney, and you sign off with them at the end.
Correct. So it's a great for us to have, because again, and I'm going to go back to the global thing, Dave. I do agree with you that lawyers, when I say global economy, I'm talking about the whole, but you're right. Locally, we are limited to where we're licensed. Guider is a great tool to open up your ability to get reciprocity elsewhere and license yourself. As long as those states don't have residential requirements, you can practice in Arizona with Guider and make, you know, an extra couple grand a month. So it's just one of those things where it does open up the ability for us to practice more continentally, I should say. So that's what Guider is. That's one of the ways that we have digitized our practice. I talked about our answering service. We use that, and that's not so much digitization. I guess it is. It plays some role in it. DocuSign is key for us right now. We are actually on, I've applied for, but haven't received word yet from the state of Michigan about being able to perform remote online notarizations. I've already picked a platform and trained on it for remote online notarizations. So like I said, I'm just waiting for the state of Michigan to say, okay, because then we will be able to do front to back end, beginning to end of process all over Zoom. So we literally will have probably the first hybrid, fully hybrid practice in Michigan.
Yeah, I love your analogy. What I'm hearing is the utilization of technology to simplify the role of communication between lawyers and clients. And I think that's really important for us. The other thing is, I'd love to know, you know, I know for you, it's an issue. For every lawyer, it's an issue. Is it ethically? How do you maintain the ethical elements when you're doing this online stuff, right? I mean, I remember back in the day when the fax machine came out and You know, when cell phones came out and, you know, the Bar Association was panicking, but obviously we lived through that.
So Dave, I'm going to request that you hang tight. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Legal Community Podcast. You can always get additional episodes by going to guider.legal and clicking on the Legal Community Podcast button for additional episodes, and continue listening on to the next episode as we get more in depth with Dinesh Chawla from Michigan, practicing attorney, basically about how the digitization of law has affected his specific law firm and the things that other attorneys can expect when they start converting into the digitization of law. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Legal Community Podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at guider.legal for more information, and please review and share this show. We'll see you next time.